This is Travel in the Bluegrass with your host, Alan Watts.
A Christian County-based business that designs and manufactures industrial sewing machines for companies around the world has developed a machine that will mass-produce masks that will be essential in controlling the spread of COVID-19. Daniel Becker with Becker Automated says the machine will make a mask every 6 seconds.
We're very familiar with automating sewing processes, and with the COVID-19 issues, we know that more and more people are going to need to wear a mask on a daily basis. So by my wife's suggestion, I designed and built this automated machine to manufacture these washable, reusable, pleated masks at a very, very, very high rate.
Becker said he began working on the machine in mid-April.
Designed, built, and got running this particular machine in about 2.5 weeks. So with a lot of help from locals, Mize Machine helped me make some specialized parts and delivered them to me. Arnie Industrial in Franklin, Tennessee helped me. So thankfully, it was a good Kentucky effort.
He says the sewing machine has the potential to turn out a huge number of masks.
We'll have one person operating two of these machines and you ran them 24 hours a day, they would make about 30,000 masks per day. If you do this, the basic math, 200,000 masks a day you could do with this, with the 24-hour staff, just with two machines. And we're looking at productivity of building two machines per week and trying to get as many of them out as possible to be able to regionalize the manufacturing of masks for the different markets.
Travel in the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
Get ready for some great deals on Case IH equipment at H&R AgriPower with 5 locations across Kentucky. During the Case IH sales event, you'll find new Farmall, Bestro, Maxim, and Puma series tractors, along with our complete line of hay tools, all at a special rate. Offers like this won't last long, so contact us now for the best selection and call H&R AgriPower with locations in Hopkinsville, Mayfield, Morganfield, Owensboro, and Russellville, Kentucky.